Good morning, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ASM Pacific Technology 2019 third quarter results announcement investor conference call. Before we proceed, I would like to note that during this conference call, there may be certain forward-looking statements with respect to ASM Pacific Technology's business and financial conditions. Such forward-looking statements may involve known and unknown uncertainties and risks which could cause actual results, performance, and events to differ materially from those expressed or implied during this conference call. For your reference, the IR presentation related to our Q3 results can be downloaded from our website, www.asmpacific.com. With us this morning are Mr. W.K. Lee, CEO of ASM Pacific Technology, and Mr. Robin Ng, CFO of ASM Pacific Technology. Our CFO, Robin, who is also our CEO designate, will start with a brief discussion about our 2019 Q3 results, followed by a Q&A session. Without further ado, let me hand this over to Robin, please.
Thank you, Leonard. Good morning and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you joining us for our 2019 third quarter investor conference call today. I will first provide you with a summary of the company's performance, followed by the Q&A session. All three business segments increased their revenue in Q3 compared with the preceding quarter. These were in line with our projections. SMT Solutions segment's revenue at US$235.6 million saw the biggest increase at 19% compared with the preceding quarter, while revenue of the back-end equipment segment achieved 12.8% quarter-on-quarter growth at US$232.9 million. The materials segment revenue continued its uptrend, achieving Q-on-Q increase of 9.8% with US$62.8 million. The group revenue for the quarter was US$531.3 million, which was an increase of 15.1% over the preceding quarter. This was slightly below the low end of our revenue guidance, primarily due to the revenue recognition of some tools being deferred to Q4 this year. During the period, bookings for the back-end equipment and the materials segment increased 6.2% and 7.6% against the preceding quarter, respectively. These were more than offset by a reduction of 36.5% Q&Q in the SMT solution booking segment, but this was because in the preceding quarter, bookings of the SMT solution segment were at a high level, close to the record quarterly booking set in Q3 2018. The group bookings at US$513.8 million was a moderate decline Q&Q of 14.6% over the preceding quarter. This was partly seasonal and partly a reflection of market sentiments given the uncertainty of the continuing global trade discussions and the world economy at large. However, we noted that customers in China seem to be once again leading in the market recovery. By geographical distribution, China, inclusive of Hong Kong, Europe, Malaysia, the Americas, and Japan were the top five markets for ASMT in the current quarter. The back-end equipment segment in the current quarter maintained its steady growth from the last quarter with billings of US$232.9 million, representing a growth of 12.8% against the preceding quarter. The segment achieved a gross margin of 43.4% in the current quarter, representing an improvement of 267 bit Q&Q. As a result of the aggressive cost reduction efforts carried over the past 12 months, gross margin in the current quarter only declined by 0.1% year-on-year, while revenue for the segment declined 23.2%. The back-end equipment segment achieved a profit growth of 168.9% Q&Q. At the product level, revenue for the advanced packaging and CMOS image sensor equipment together contributed to over 50% of the revenue. Demand for bonders, both die-attached and wire bonders, also shows signs of stabilization after a long period of contraction. In terms of application segment, 5G infrastructure, high-end computing, mini and micro LED, and multi-cam modules continue to drive customer demands across the IC discrete, opto, and CIS business segment. China contributed to a significant increase of the back-end orders in the back-end equipment orders in the current quarter. This could be due in part to the localization of supply chain within China in response to the imposition of trade tariffs and restriction by its trading partners. Bookings for the material segment have grown consecutively for three quarters. It has reached a level similar to that achieved in 2016 and 17. The segment also saw a 9.8% increase Q-on-Q in its current quarter billings to US$62.8 million. The lead frame market is clearly on track for a recovery. The segment achieved segment profit margin of 3.7% in the quarter. The SMT Solutions segment achieved billings of US$235.6 million, which was a 19% increase from the preceding quarter. The order book of SMT Solutions segment continued to be underpinned by the 5G infrastructure demand, but was offset by a weaker automotive application market. The segment achieved a segment profit margin of 12.3% in the current quarter. The segment achieved a gross margin of 32.7%, which was lower than expected due to our sustained efforts in penetrating into the Asian customer base, which has a relatively lower margin. Despite the uncertain market sentiment, ASMPT is still on track to realize revenue resulting from the substantial orders for the advanced packaging panel deposition tools for high-volume production of high-end computing devices. Also, our best-in-class packaging and assembly solution for mini and micro LED has been well accepted by leading players in this space. As the dominant tools supplier for camera modules, we are also poised to benefit from the ongoing migration to multi-cameras and the relentless innovation in camera differentiation features. We are positively optimistic of the longer-term growth potential in advanced packaging, CMOS image sensors, 5G-related applications, IoT, automotive electrification, silicon photonics, mini and micro LED displays, which are expected to accelerate chip demand. And this will in turn broaden our market outreach. With this, we thank you for your attention and we are ready to take your questions. Yes.
Thank you. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Our first question comes from Donnie Deng from Nomura. Thank you.
Good morning, Robin, WK. My first question is regarding to your guidance. So, you have given a sales outlook, but for booking momentum, could you elaborate more on different business segments, including IC discrete, LED, SMT, into fourth quarter and probably some color for next year? And my second question is regarding to the gross margin. So SMT gross margin has declined to low 30% level. So when the recovery or what kind of products or application can drive gross margin to be higher? And my third question is regarding to WK's retirement. So I think because investors are curious about when have we start this kind of preparation for retirement and whether the company's strategy or future direction will be a little bit different after Robin's takeover. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first question on your booking. Yes, we guided double-digit Q-on-Q decline in terms of group booking. Now, this is, if you look at the past pattern, this is really seasonal, you know, from Q3 to Q4. Typically, you know, the segment, the back-end equipment segment, SMT segment, typically will see a double-digit Q-on-Q drop. So it's nothing really exceptional for this coming quarter. Now, in terms of the, I think the second question you talked about the SMT low margin, as explained or highlighted in our announcement as well. Now, see, you probably know that we have been making good inroad into the Asian customer base, and typically for those machines that we ship to the Asian, especially for China and the rest of Asia, they command a relatively lower margin compared to those equipment that we ship to the U.S. and the European segment. So we see that as really the main reason why, you know, the margin for Q3 for SMT has come down by a few percentage points compared to the last quarter. Now, as to your question whether how we foresee SMT margin going forward, surely, I think continuing cost, product cost reduction is definitely on the cards, you know. So one way to really mitigate this low margin when we sell to Asian customer is to really improve on the cost. And this is really, efforts are ongoing. So this is really something that we will embark, and hopefully in the future, we see gross margin also improving. Now, we also, making some structural change in terms of going to increase our production in Malaysia. By the way, our Malaysian additional plant that, you know, we have highlighted a couple of years ago has just recently been completed. So we are tooling up the factory, but of course this will take a period of time, probably 1 to 1.5 years before we are fully operational. So I think with the completion of this facility in Malaysia, we will take advantage of the relatively low cost location in Malaysia to do production not just for SMT but also for the rest of the business segment, the materials as well as for the backend equipment. So I think with this plan in mind, we will also should be able to see progressively the SMT margin improving. Now, the another initiative that we have undertaken for SMT to try to improve the gross margin going forward is we also have expanded a small site in Hungary to support our production in Munich. As you know, in the Eastern European country, you know, it's also relatively low cost compared to Munich. So I think with this initiative, we also will see gross margin for the SMT will continue to improve going forward.
Well, whereas for my retirement, by next year, I will be 66 years old. So actually, it's a electoral call. I have been working with the board for almost 2 years to prepare for this transition. So the board also gone through a global search, you know, considering both the internal and external candidates. So finally, we came down to the board came down to the conclusion, Warbin is the right choice, you know, to take. And actually, it's not only Warbin this time. The whole idea we had is that Warbin together with three other senior executives, our group CEO Stanley Choi, our CTO Ryan Wong, and also Gunther Lauber. He's currently the CEO of this SMT business. So together, they will form an executive office. So Warbin will be supported, but backed up by all these three gentlemen. They all have a very long and good knowledge in the area they have been, they're strong with, they serve the group. So I'm very confident, you know, these gentlemen will be able to lead the company to, you know, a new height. Now, whereas for your question of whether there will be any future change in future direction, I think I leave this question to Warbin.
Mm. Now, certainly there will be a continuity. I mean, the four gentlemen that WK mentioned, you know, we have been working together for a long time, and we have been part of the senior management team that together with WK, you know, formulated the long-term strategy of ASMPT. So as to your question whether there will be changes, I think the strategy is in place, so I think there will be continuity. So I don't think there should be any concern about that in terms of our strategy going forward.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Lu Ping Hua from CICC Hong Kong. Thank you.
Thank you to take my question. So my first question is that the how you look the China opportunity. So I think you also in the speech you said, mentioned that you see a surge on the backend equipment order from China. Do you think how you will capture this business opportunity? Seems to be your growth is not so strong versus what the only time. Do you see any other markets declining, or because it seems your backend is coming back, but it's not as strong as the Chinese customers then? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, certainly. I think we highlighted that we definitely see, you know, the localization effect of the China supply chain, you know, because of the ongoing trade tension. So as you're aware, you know, we are, you know, our reach in market is very, in the Chinese market is very strong, and so I think we will we should be able to capture, you know, opportunities that come along in that respect. Now what we see in the other market, I think it's also probably timely to give you a sort of a glimpse. Now besides China, we also see, in particular Malaysia, you know, closing the gap in terms of catching up in terms of the booking momentum. So, of course, the other areas are still relatively weak, like, for example, Taiwan, Korea, you know, the other markets are still weak. But, however, it could be a sign if Malaysia is closing the gap, and there could be a sign that if the other markets start to pick up the momentum, and then that will be probably a sign of a recovery. But we don't see that in the other market yet. So far, only Malaysia is really reflecting this trend.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Arthur Lai from Citigroup. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, WK, Robin, and Lennon. Thanks for the taking my question. So I will focus my question on the advanced packaging. So can you elaborate on how much advanced packaging we have of the total IC backend? The reason I ask is because we understand there's still a lot of wire bonder or traditional the IC backend equipment, and the investor want to you know, separate to those two parts. So that's my question number one. And number two is I think last time management talked about there's a significantly backlog on the Nexus backend, sorry, mid-end equipment, and then we expect to deliver in at the end of this year. Can you share with us what's the current progress? Is those equipment will be bidding or installed at the end of this year? Thank you.
Yeah. Now, for your first question, Arthur, the in terms of AP contribution, we also have highlighted that the AP contribution plus the CIS contribution are more than 50% of our third quarter billing. And AP, I would let you know, roughly around 20%. So AP contribution to backend equipment is roughly around 20%. Now, in terms of your second question on NEXT, yes, we are on track, you know, to realize a substantial portion of the booking that we have in a backlog in the Q4. So that on a Q-on-Q basis, we will see next contributing more than Q3 in Q4.
Well, maybe I supplement a little bit. Actually, most of the, or I would say, quite a number of those tools actually has already been delivered. Okay. however, because of these tools are relatively new, so one of the factors contribute to our, you know, slightly below our guidance, revenue guidance in Q3, as highlighted by Robin earlier, was some of these tools revenue recognition has been delayed. But these tools are already delivered to the customer, already being installed. So we are in the stage of getting those tools buy off. So before officially buy off, we can't recognize those revenue. So I think the delay is mainly of this kind of nature. So the delivery is on track, and actually we continue, the parents continue to deliver, you know, these tools in Q4 and also beyond 2019, you know. So we have strong backlog, you know, for all these tools.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Kana Wong from Credit Suisse. Thank you.
Hi, Robin, WK. Thanks for taking my question. So I have a follow-up questions on top of our questions. So in terms of the delayed tours, the revenue recognitions in the tours, so it also caused the gross margin to miss, I mean, to decline more, right, in the third quarter. But and supposedly, like, advanced packaging will have, like, higher gross margin. And why we should expect, like, fourth quarter continue to have, like, decline in the gross margin if, like, some of these tools are with a higher gross margin to support in the fourth quarter. So, of course, maybe there's some other reason from the other product mix. But this is the first question in terms of this delayed revenue. The second question is about the outlook and trend in the mini LED and also micro LED, because it's also one of the driver. But what do you see about your new machine being recognized by the customer, and how much it will actually contribute to the growth next year? And do you see that the mini LED will soon to pick up from what you from your understanding? Thanks.
Yeah. Your first question, Kina, thank you. Yes, I think for Q4, we guided the margin to be slightly lower than Q3. Now, primarily, as you know, volume is also a factor in terms of margin, you know, because we also have fixed costs to cover. So if the volume comes down, typically the margin will come down. And yes, you're right. I think for next tools, being an advanced packaging tool, typically the margins are better than the traditional tools. So that's the reason why on the group basis, if we recognize more advanced packaging tools, typically you will give the group margin a lift. But however, because of the volume factor, Q4 we are guiding, you know, slightly down in terms of a gross margin for the whole group. Yeah.
Thank you. We have a following question come from Alpha Life from Citigroup. Thank you.
Thank you. So taking my follow up question. So on the Nexus equipment, can you share with us which country the clients take this machine? Is Malaysia, Japan, Taiwan, or others? And second small question is, I recall several years ago, management told us that material is a leading indicator of back-end equipment orders. And this time, we see the quarter four actually material getting stronger. So is any upside potential of our current booking number? Thank you.
Yes, Arthur. Now, in terms of geographical distribution in contribution, now if you look at on a 9 month basis year on year, all countries were down except for Vietnam and Japan. So these two were the only countries that showed increase in terms of contribution on the year-on-year basis on the nine-month period. The second question is, Arthur, what's your second question?
Just give me a second. I'll get back, Arthur.
Do you have to
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm asking about the upside potential of the current booking. Because we already see the material the momentum is really getting stronger, and I think previously management talked about material is a leading indicator of the back-end equipment. So I'm asking any upside risk of your current forecast.
No, you're right. We have been saying the lead frame booking is an indicator. So it clearly is, because you can see for the past three quarters, our booking for lead frame has been growing. So I think it's an indicator that the market is recovering. But however, having said that, against the backdrop of the current macro environment and uncertainty, it's kind of difficult, to predict, when the recovery will really kick in. So we are vigilant and constantly looking at demand signals. So I think we also highlighted that we look at China. China seems to be leading the recovery. Majority of bookings in Q3 actually came from the China booking. So that could be also another signal. Now, the other signal that we are watching carefully is that, as you're aware, our die and die attach and wire bonders, have contracted for a period of time. But in Q3, we see stabilization, in terms of these two particular tools, So potentially that could also be a indicator that the market could be stabilizing and poised for a recovery. And also I mentioned just now, we're also looking at geographical contribution. So Malaysia seems to be picking up a little bit relatively speaking compared to the other region. So I think all in, I think we are looking at all these demand signals. We are all cautiously optimistic, but however, as I say, against the backdrop of this macro uncertainty, we can't really tell.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Sebastian Hao from CLSA. Thank you.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my questions. So my first question is, I want to ask about the delayed revenue recognition in SMT. So can you, are you seeing any abnormal
Sorry, can you speak a bit louder? You were breaking
okay,
up.
Sure. Yeah, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay, so my question is regarding the delayed revenue recognition in SMT tool in the third quarter. So are you seeing any abnormal behavior at your customers, or this is you see this pretty normal?
By the way, it's not the SMT tool, it's the next tool that we talk about, the advanced packaging tool. So Q4 revenue was down slightly because of the delayed revenue recognition of advanced packaging panel deposition tools. Yeah. Q3, yeah.
Okay.
Q3 revenue, slightly lower than guidance.
Okay. Then, but also we saw the SMT, the booking also come down quite a bit. So can we attribute the second quarter update to be pretty abnormal, and now they're just back to the very normal situation?
Yes, I think yes. On Q2 booking was high, relatively high in this current environment. So if you look at the overall, we expected this year SMT also to come down, you know. So Q2 in the sense a little bit on the high side. So Q3 and I think Q3 will be kind of normal booking for us.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Chris Yim from BOCOM. Thank you.
Oh, hi, good morning. I just have a couple of follow-up questions. First one is on mini LED. I was just wondering if you can tell us when mini LED start to ramp up, what type of equipment we see an increase in order? Is it the upgrade in wire bonders, or are there any other equipment that we should see a stronger growth? My second question is on the CIS. I just want to know if you can give us an update on how the CIS-related orders are looking over the next couple of quarters. Thank you.
Your first question on mini and micro. Now, typically for mini and micro LED, we cannot use the normal packaging tool. You know, it's just too slow. You know, so what we have developed is really a best-in-class mass bonding tool. You know, so typically these two are high price and also command a better margin than the traditional die and wire bonder. Now the CIS, the question on CIS, the first half of the year, typically we see a higher CIS booking. But however, this year we see Q3 booking are also particularly strong. But however, in Q4 it will also come down. Now, in terms of CIS momentum, I think we would like to also probably share with you that looking at the momentum in terms of shipment and billing, we may even, of course, depending on Q4 performance in terms of CIS, we may even, on a full-year basis, be very close to last year billing or maybe even surpass it a little bit. So this is to give you an indication that this year CIS business is pretty strong, you know, compared to the other business segment.
Our next question comes from
Kanan
Wong from Credit Suisse. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I was.
Sorry, her line got disconnected. Can we move on to the next one? Sunny Meng from UBS in Taiwan. Thank you. Sunny, please go ahead.
Hi. This is Bill Liu from UBS. Back to the deferred revenues, I'm wondering if you can give me some color on the mechanics of how that works. Do you have to meet certain benchmarks, or how do you get to the revenue recognition?
Typically, according to accounting standard, you know, you have to meet a certain criteria. Now, for new tool, customer acceptance, you know, is the threshold. So next being panel deposition tool being a new tool, so we have to meet that criteria. So as a result, in Q3, we only managed to recognize some of it. Some tools were deferred. Because you know, those tools that were deferred have not been bought off yet. Although, like what WK has mentioned earlier, those tools were already shipped to the customer. So typically, that's the pattern in terms of revenue recognition.
Maybe I supplement a little bit. Those are revenue recognition delay does not reflect any market sentiment. It's not customer business environment has changed. They want to push back the delivery of those machines. It's not of that nature. It's more of, as Robin just mentioned, those are new tools. So by the accounting standard, we cannot immediately recognize the revenue upon shipment. We have to recognize the revenue upon customer acceptance. And those situations also not we are. In a benchmarking exercise, competing with our competitor, no. we are the only tool over there. But just we have to go through the this process. So as a new tool, sometimes there are bound to be some unexpected issues coming up. So customers and us have to together to clean it up. So we are very confident those revenue recognition will take place in Q4. If it take place faster earlier, and then we pass the threshold criteria of the new tool, that the subsequent tools will no longer need to be the revenue recognition no longer need to wait until the acceptance. So once we pass through that threshold, then you will see higher contribution from lakes in our billing. So we are expecting, hopefully this can happen in Q4, then this will become our upside. If not, so it will take place in Q1 next year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Johnny Gang from Nomura. Thank you.
Thank you, management, for taking my question again. My first question is a follow-up to Q4 booking guidance. So we are expecting booking to decline in 4Q, but if we break down into back-end and SMT, which one would decline more? And my second question is also a follow-up on the China's localization policy. So I have seen that some China OSEC companies are starting to add CapEx or maybe have some CapEx expansion next year. So I'm wondering when will we see some booking from OSEC companies, particularly China OSEC companies, next year. And my third question is regarding to SMT. So we have seen quite strong 5G infrastructure demand this year. So we provide SMT for 5G base station as well. But can we say that the 5G infrastructure momentum should be continuing into next year, or probably it's a multiple year trend? But at the same time, are those SMTs for 5G infrastructure carry lower gross margin as well? Because in your presentation remarks also mentioned about that the customers in China normally have lower than corporate average margin. Thank you.
Maybe let me take this question. First of all, on the booking trend, well, actually, Q4 typically is a low season, so booking comes down is fairly normal, except in the year when customers have a very high expectation on the following year, then they will take advantage and try to order equipment in advance. So this will be the, I would say, rare years. We will see a very strong booking in Q4. You probably can understand at this point in time, while generally people start to become a little bit more optimistic about 2020, but cannot be too bullish about it yet. So we have not seen that kind of booking momentum trend. So as a result, we are forecasting booking will come down in Q4. We do not see a significant difference in the came down rate for between the back-end equipment and also the SMT. I think probably a normal pattern in our opinion. Whereas materials probably will be relatively stable. We can't exactly predict whether the momentum will show a very low single digit, Q-on-Q booking growth or flat or slightly down. I think, but our prediction for the lead-time booking will be fairly stable. So that is the Q4 effect. Now for China, you see that some customers in China start to increase their capex. Actually, we did see that, and actually in Q2 we already reported to you. So we see some of those orders start to come in. It's much more obvious in Q3. However, as Robin also have pointed out, unfortunately, some other territories continue to show a contraction. you know, except Malaysia start to closing the gap, you know. So so that's why this kind of booking effect also, when there's a strong growth in China, continue contraction in other market, so they offset a little bit on each other. Even in Q4, we continue to see customers in China, I would say, different customer, they continue to give us indication, and some of them continue to order new equipment, you know. So we see some positive momentum in the market in China, okay. So however, we are very eager to see a similar pattern happening overseas market, but that's not obvious yet. First of all, 5G infrastructure, we believe this will be a multiple year demand for our SMT because 5G infrastructure rollout will take quite a number of years. But however, we also expect the 5G handsets start to come in, you know, in 2020. So that should be another factor driving our business. Whereas on your question on the margin for the SMT for the 5G infrastructure, so far those equipments are very high-end equipment. So because of this very advanced equipment, so their margin was not as low, okay? So however, when we in the China market, when we are selling to a more general market, that those requirements, those products drag down our margin, not so much on the 5G infrastructure.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Kana Wong from Credit Suisse. Thank you.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, I just wanted to follow up these the last question I asked is about the time for to start to see mini LED and also micro LED to get in the contribution in the LED segment. I think we quite expect like when to see the market to pick up, because like this is kind of like trend, but a lot of difficult and challenge in the equipment or like in the manufacturing process. So this is the first question that if we see or when we could expect that the demand to come, when could we see the orders, I mean, more mature in the market.
Well, I think this is a very interesting market. We have some very good solutions. As Robin has highlighted, is a mass bonding solution. We have delivered quite a number of tools to a number of customers. These customers are building their prototypes. From what they have produced as a prototype, very exciting. This customer confirmed, you know, our solution really interesting. So at least one customer is giving us an indication they are trying to secure their own business. So if that's the case, that will the significant revenue contribution to us could happen anytime. But of course, that part we can't control. This on the customer side. So whether they are able to really show a very convincing solution to their customer. But in our opinion, probably not too far away, because it's not just one customer working on it. It's so many customers working on it. So we see different people having different solutions using our equipment. So I think, it will be in the near future, not too far away for now.
Okay. When could we expect?
I can't.
Which application? I mean, like, is more on the wearables or like mobile device or like TV, etc.
Looking at our customers' first application, we believe wearable is the first application easier to be successful with them. Customers also aiming at the mobile phone, but in our opinion, the challenge for mobile phones still be the cost. Are they able to produce the micro LED display at a competitive cost? So, but wearable, we think will be the first application to take off.
Got you. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Lee Meyer from Law Abbott. Thank you.
Yes, hi. My question has to do with your SMT business as it relates to the auto OEMs. You mentioned that in the third quarter, shipments to the auto OEMs may have been a little bit weaker than expected. What's your outlook for SMT to the auto OEMs, and how is that affecting the gross margin on the SMT business right now and in the future?
Just to clarify, we didn't mention OEM. What we mentioned is more geographical. So if we ship more to Asian-based customers, China, rest of Asia, typically this margin will be lower than those that we ship to Europe and America.
Okay. Was there a mix shift away from auto more towards smartphone, and has that impacted your margin? And you know, do you have an outlook as it relates to the use of SMT in the auto business, and what your outlook is there?
Typically, we are very strong in automotive, but unfortunately, you know, for this year, as you're probably aware, the automotive market in general has come down. You know, so as a result, we ship less for the automotive application. And that also is also a factor in terms of a gross margin.
Yeah, maybe I supplement a little bit. In terms of a margin for the SMT equipment, typically we enjoy a better gross margin for automotive applications, communication infrastructure, servers, high-end smartphones. So these are the applications we can enjoy a better margin, because this customer will demand a fairly high-end machine. Whereas for the mid to lower-end smartphone, for the general consumer applications, some industrial application is high-end, but some industrial applications just normal kind of SMT. So when for that kind of non-demanding application market. So for those equipment, you know, plus shipping to Asian region, so then the cost margin will be lower.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Samson Hong from HSBC Taiwan. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, WK, Robin, and Leonard. Thanks for taking my question. I have a quick question. First one is that on your fourth quarter guidance, I'm just wondering, have you factored in those Nexus revenue delay recognition? Have you factored that into your Q4 revenue guidance now? Second question is also regarding the mini LED. I'm wondering, can you maybe share some of your thoughts regarding your solutions versus your competitor's solution? And then whether actually you do have a chance on top of this very strong growth for the industry, can you again further expand your market share in this mini LED equipment space? Thirdly, is that I think yesterday ASE mentioned that for the first quarter next year, they're seeing for the semiconductor space, they're looking for a shallower than normal decline in for first quarter. So yeah, just as a whole, do you see similar trend from you can see right now in terms of the your backend equipment and material trend? Yeah, thank you.
I'll take the first question. In terms of whether we have included Next tools in the Q4, certainly we have. As we also say, we are on track to realize a substantial portion of the deposition tool from Next in Q4. So we have taken that into our guidance, yes.
Well, for the mini micro LED, I will say today, if you are aware of who are the people, who are the companies making or showing off the micro or mini LED display samples, then I would say a very high chance they were using our equipment to produce those samples. So I think as of this moment, that's what I can share with you. For Q1, we have not really provide any guidance on Q1. However, in our opinion, looking at the future market, we are generally more optimistic about 2020. So we believe the industry cycle has worked its way out, so we should have reached the bottom. Our booking for the lead frame is a clear indicator that's been growing consecutively for 3 quarters. And actually, if you look at our back-end equipment booking in Q3, so actually we are almost flat year on year. So all this actually gives us confidence. I think the market is turning around. You know, we should have reached the bottom. Okay. Now, however, why we guide our booking for Q4 down, as I mentioned earlier, is the low season, the last quarter of the year. Okay. Now, interesting to note is that Chinese New Year holiday is relatively early in 2020. So, from our traditional wisdom, from our experience, customers, in particular customers in China, they'll be more aggressive in ordering new capacity after Chinese New Year. So if that is the case, that continues to be the case in 2020, well, I would say 2020 Q1 may not be that bad. But of course, it's a bit too early to really make a concrete forecast at this point in time.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question comes from Johnny Dan from Nomura. Thank you.
Thank you, management, for taking my question again. So my first question is regarding to mini LED. So could you elaborate more on what kind of sales percentage is from mini LED equipment now? And second question is regarding to that the tax rate. So tax rate in third quarter still like 36% level, I guess. So how should we look at the tax rate going forward? Thank you.
So WK mentioned, I think the market for mini and micro are still at an infancy stage, you know, so a lot of customers are still doing prototyping. So you can imagine, you know, the contribution won't be material at all at this point in time. Now, for the tax rate, unfortunately, yes, unfortunately, depend how you look at it, our SMT has been doing well relatively to the back-end. As you're aware, you know, the tax rate in SMT is much higher than the back-end operation. So as a result, you know, we see tax rate kind of sticky, has not really come down, you know. So we see that the tax rate trending for the whole year will probably be around, you know, 30s to 30, mid-30s kind of percentage, unfortunately, for this year.
Thank you. We have another following question come from Kanawa. Thank you.
I think Donnie has actually asked about the test rate question, but I remember you guided around 20 to 25, right? So, yeah, so I can still assume this range for full year.
Maybe not. You know, looking at the Q3 also development, the share of the SMT profit actually good, you know, compared to the back end. In fact, they are, in terms of segmental level, they are higher than the back end section. So as a result, unfortunately, we cannot bring the tax rate down, you know, for that reason. So trending wise, I think for the full year, you know, we have unfortunately have to elevate the tax rate to, as I said, 30%, maybe slightly above 30% level for the full year.
Oh, okay, 30% or more.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Another question comes from Flora Lai from Hang Seng Bank. Thank you.
Good morning, senior management. Thank you for taking my question. And the first question I would like to ask is about the distribution of geographical revenue. I see that there is a growth of revenue in China from 44.8% to 50.2% in this quarter. And while Malaysia and Vietnam has also experienced quite a growth. So do you think that your company has been benefited by the relocation of the production plant of your clients because of the trade tensions between the Sino and U.S.? This is my first question. And do you think the trend will be going forward? That's why your margin will be improving in the long run. And the second one is I would like to know the percentage of your revenue that is contributed by the die attach and wire bonders, which is the traditional part of your business. Thank you.
Well, for the geographical distribution, you're right, China is catching up. Although overall it's still down compared to last year, but it's starting to catch up, followed by Malaysia. Vietnam is because of in the first half of the year, actually due to some advanced packaging shipment, tools relating to advanced packaging, and also the CIS, okay, as I have shared with you, the investor before. So the Korean customers, they like to have their subcontractors, the outsource partners in Vietnam. So that we benefit from that. However, whether these are really relating to customers shifting their manufacturing base, their supply base from China to Vietnam or Malaysia because of trade war, we don't really see that, to be honest. You know, so as I mentioned, the customer who installed a lot of advanced packaging tools in Vietnam in the beginning of this year and also second half of last year, it was long pending. Similarly, for the Korean customer, they shipped their supply base to Vietnam also has been started way before the trade war. So it's continuous effort. So we don't really see a trade war is a triggering point. Okay. For the die and wire bond percentage, I would say the percentage is not very reliable for the past 2-3 quarters because while the other application continue to grow, the die and wire bond has been contracting for a number of quarters until what we reported to you earlier, we start to see stabilizing in Q3. So we can easily say that the die and wire bonder contribution to our back end equipment revenue was below 50% in Q3. Okay, but they should be used to be around the 50% or slightly above 50% level. Okay, but unfortunately, in Q3 has come down. We expect in Q4 it may go up. Of course, it also depends on how quickly we can do the revenue recognition with all those advanced packaging tools. If the revenue recognition is smooth, then their contribution to the back end equipment revenue for the time I want will still remain lower.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for a question. Thank you. Sorry, we have another question come from Kana Wong from Credit Suisse.
Hey, hello. Just wanted to talk know more about CIS outlook next year, because this year I think in the second half is actually better than expected. So catching up the revenue and then closing to last year level. But next year, what do you see about the growth momentum? Should we expect that it should be going back to like 2017 level or even higher?
Well, to be honest, this is a difficult question. We see on one hand, there's a good market trend. You see the multiple camera, 3 cameras, 4 cameras. So this positive trend will continue to drive the demand for our CIS equipment, not only the AA machine, but also the assembly equipment. Furthermore, we also anticipating the customer will probably introduce a 10x optical zoom cameras, so those will also increase the demand for active alignment requirement. So there are positive factors driving it. We also expecting 5G handsets will start to come to the market, and also certain customers also are demanding or using a very high resolution camera sensors, over 100 meg, sensors. So all these are positive factors driving the demand for the CIS equipment. So whether in 2030 we will see the demand go back to the 2017 or level, we are not sure. We also don't rule out it will continue to grow, actually. So if 2018 was higher than 2017, if this year we are very close to 2018, so at this point in time, I will not rule out a possibility we will go even further. But of course, at the same time, depends on all these new applications, how quickly, how fast our customer able to introduce this new application. So the market acceptance of this, so I also will not rule out slightly down compared to 2019, but certainly we will not see a major adjustment, major correction in the CIS market. So it will be either relatively flat or continue to grow.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Should you have any question, please press star one. Thank you. Mr. Lee, there seems to be no further question at this point in time.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. I think there being no other questions, I think we'd like to thank you for joining us today, and we'll talk to you again next time. Thank you very much.
Thank
Goodbye.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.